Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, friends? Thank you for listening to Will's Take on Sports. I'm the host, Will Walker. Today's podcast 8-9, why I'm not in favor of college football or the college football season. This is in regards to a question I received via email. Yo, keep those emails coming. That lets me know that you're listening. I told you, I don't care whether they're positive or negative. It doesn't matter to me. Just keep those emails coming and those comments coming on whatever platform that you are listening to the podcast on. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter and Instagram at WWS _space, sports show, and on Facebook. Hit the like button on the Facebook page. I'm a little flustered as we record this podcast. I got a lot of moving parts going on. All right, let me answer that question before I bring my brothers in, why I'm not in favor of a college football season. I read the email that was sent by Angie. She thinks that it's be a positive thing if college football plays because of what's going on. It will be a good sign in regards to the college football season. I'm assuming she's a passionate college football fan, or she just wanted to get under my skin. But anyway, my thing is this simple. They're not getting paid. I don't have anything else to add but that. They're not getting paid. So that's why I'm not in favor of a college football season. So I'm going to bring in Mr. Mike Walker and Mr. Derek Wilson and get their thoughts about it. What's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing today?
All right.
Man, We're doing well, man. How about you?
I got so many things going on right now. You know what I'm saying? In the process of trying to get the house in order, move it, and all these moving parts that's going on. But I'm going to get this podcast in because this is my best distraction of the week for me. Being able to come on here and talk to y'all fellas. Real for real. All right. The question is why I'm not in favor of college football. I want to get you guys' take. Going to start with you first, Derek. College football, you can be with it. I mean, you can deal with it or you can deal without it. Which one?
I can deal without it right now, man. I'm not even going to lie to you. So many other things going on. It's like a big snowball of stuff. We got racial issues. We got corona. We got issues with elections, the state. We got problems with the kids in school, whether they're not going to school. People still trying to make even real choices. They're going back to work. They got to find something else to do. And I'm with you. They're amateurs. They don't get paid. So there's no point in them taking the risk to themselves, their family members, anybody close to them, like going out there trying to play football, but they don't even make any money doing it. So I'm with you on that one. I think they should just shut it down and wait till the spring.
That's what the MAC conference decided to do, and the SWAC. Those are the only two conferences that have postponed their season and said they'll go and do it in the spring. I hear a lot of other conferences are trying to move to spring football, the FCS is, not the FBS, not the Power Five. Mike, what's your thoughts? You can do with it or do without it?
You always can do without something that you were born with. But now, do I want to not have football? No, because I love college football. That's the highlight of the year. But I want, if they have it, I want to be safe. I want to do try to be as safe as possible, and right now it's looking very slim that we don't have a college football. We'll probably go around Wednesday whether it's gonna go off or not.
Slim by whose standards? By people that are not in the business of making money from college football, the fans, or slim by the presidents and the ADs? Because the presidents and the ADs are trying to do everything they can to get a season.
But I heard, like, I was listening to thing last night. I went out to the store and I was listening to the Full Letter Network, and I guess they had a big conference call with a lot of the ADs and the Power Five conference, and they think by Wednesday we'll know for sure if they make it through Wednesday, we'll probably have football. But if before they hear anything before then, they're probably gonna be postponed until next year.
I didn't hear that. When they come up with that? Last night, you said?
Yeah. That was on one on the Full Letter. I was on the talk show.
Oh wow! They actually looking at doing the correct thing or the safe thing. I'm shocked by that, Mike.
I'm with you.
The NBA is the one that seems like they're doing it right.
Well, that was on TV or the radio last night, right?
The radio, one of the talk shows last
night.
Because
I'm looking
radio,
back.
Because that was a big change. Because I know that they did have a big conference call early this week that I remember them having, and they were talking mm-hmm. about college and high school football, and our beloved governor. It did say not only playing sports in college, but he wants high school sports, he wants middle school sports, he wants everybody to just go play everything, like everything is okay. But my question is, would you let your kids play Mr. DeSantis or all these other people who are in charge? To me, it just don't make sense. I don't care if you need your entertainment value for you, you better find something else to do. You can't put people, kids, at risk. There are, especially, we right here in Florida. Mike know exactly what I'm talking about. The numbers in Florida are skyrocketing, and nobody is being any safer. People are still having parties. Kids are still going to parties. Teenagers are going to parties. You can check your social media feed. So there's no way for high schools or colleges to create the bubble atmosphere that the WNBA, the NBA, and the MLS have. So I don't think there's a safe way to do it. There's not. You don't have anywhere to house all of these different moving parts and say you can or cannot get out. You can't. You know what I mean? You got testing protocols and all of this stuff that's gonna keep all of these people confined. There's just no way to do it.
Well, high school on down. The first thing, there's no way that high school and middle school and rec league, they don't have the funds to test these people. That's when I was in Chicago, my brother-in-law, he's a high school football coach, and I was asking him, because he would love to have a football season, but like my question is, how can you test these people? Because at least in the Power Five schools that got some money, they're going to be able to test their players every other day at least. But in high school, they don't have that kind of money. In the state of Florida, I know they're not going to put that much money into the educational system for them to be able to test these kids every day or every other day. Their thing is, what they're going to do if they ride the bus, they're going to test them for a fever. When they get ready to get on the bus, if they're under 100, if their temperature under 100, they're gonna say they're good to go. And what's even worse than that, they're not even saying you got to wear a mask. They're not even mandating making them wear masks here in Florida. That is the craziest thing.
I was just gonna say that. I don't know about y'all, but like I ride around during the day because right now I ain't at work, so I'm just home, and I'll get in the car and ride around with my older son and my infant son just to get them out of the house for a while. And I ride around to all these fields just watching, and all of the workouts that are being conducted, not being being conducted with people with masks on, and they keep wondering why the numbers keep rising. If you're conducting the workouts without masks and the numbers keep rising, what's going to happen when all these people get to grabbing and breathing and sweating on each other? It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And that's in high school, but not just in high school. What I'm saying is there is no way, even for colleges, it's not about just being able to test them. It's about being able to keep them in a sterile environment to where there's no risk. There's no sterile environment that you can create for a college, or from college down, there's no way to create a sterile environment. Even the NFL is having a hard time doing it. And they pretty much the wealthiest league in the country. They're having a hard time trying to figure out ways to keep all of these people away from other people. So colleges, it's not going to happen. They're going to put people out there. I believe there's going to be a season, because I believe the powers that be don't care about the athlete itself. But can they do it safely? Can they do it in a way where they say, we have a solid plan in place where the spread of the virus, not just to our players, but to the people that are surrounding them, is not possible. They can't do it. If they can do it, I would love for somebody to explain it to all of us.
I would too. Let's welcome in Zach. Zach, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on? I'm all right, bro.
You all right?
Man,
Yeah, you sound dry, man. We're gonna have to pep you up, man. You looking forward to De'Aaron King playing quarterback? Uh huh. Go ahead.
I am.
You
are? Sorry, say again. I apologize.
No, I'm asking you. I'm trying to get you pumped up, get you excited. De'Aaron King is the new quarterback at the U. Are you excited, or do you think there'll be a football season? Can you take it or leave it?
Of course I'm looking forward to football season. I think there will be, like Derek say, the powers that be.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna make it happen. Money involved. Money talks, as you're aware. Money talks. So
yes, we know.
So therefore, because I think there's gonna be a season, I'm looking forward to him being the quarterback. I am.
Let me ask you guys something about these new things or these past transgressions that are happening, but they're now being reported, or we're now knowing about them. I'm not shocked by none of this stuff. I'm telling you, I'm not shocked by it. I truly believe that that's been going on for the longest. I think these guys now see that because of the moment that we're in, they feel confident in speaking out, and they do realize, like, and I want to give Zach some credit, because a couple of years ago when Cap was kneeling, Zach said, "Will, if they all kneel, they can't suspend all of them, or they can't fire all of them." And I said, "Well, Zach, we can't get them all to get together like that for that to happen." And I don't see it happening.
Right.
But it seemed like you got majority of the guys now. They're all banding together across the sports leagues and saying, "You know what? We got power." And I got to give kudos to the conference guys that are doing it. And for those that are not doing it and they have their own agenda, God bless you. Good luck with going solo. But I think this is a time where you should unite as players, for one. Do what the Pac-12 is doing. Say, hey, man, if we can't play if you're not going to give us the proper testing. That's just the way it goes.
Right.
The Big Ten tried it, and I don't know what they're doing up there. The ACC, the SEC, and the Big 12 doing their own thing. But I want to ask you guys about the past transgressions that have been coming out, the situation at Colorado State. I'm a little disappointed in Mark Richt, because he was like, well, when Mike Bobo was with me, we never had one incident. Yeah, but Mike Bobo was at Colorado State when that alleged. It didn't happen at Georgia. So something may have happened. You can't go by prior. You can't do that. That's not fair to the young man that's making the allegations. And there's plenty of players that's making the allegation. But anyway, what do you guys think about these new things that's being brought to our attention? I'm going to start with you first, Zach, since you was the last to come in.
You said it, and I'm getting, you're not surprised. I'm not surprised. We're not surprised. And we know it happens. I might be off track. Just that players were afraid. They couldn't say anything before, but now they can say something. Okay, you can speak freely now and let it be known. But not surprised whatsoever. And new allegations, like you said, it was always happening. You just couldn't say anything because you want that scholarship or you want that contract. But now, go ahead, fire me now. You're just going to look back, the backlash for you doing, any, what's the word I want to use? Payback is not going to be good.
Mm-hmm. And that situation was actually verified by a third party independent person. So I'm a little lost with the denials. You know what I'm saying? It was the same thing that happened at Iowa. Yeah. What you denying? A third party person came in and said, "Yeah, that's there is some validity to the allegations." But Mike, what do you think about the past situations coming to light now?
Like you said, you know stuff like that happens, but everybody you're scared to speak out because you want to continue to play football, and you know that's the thing you want to have, that's your dream, to try to make it to the league. And if you spoke out, you didn't want to be blackballed. Now the one that y'all are talking about, Colorado, I must have missed a little something in the cup last, so somebody please fill me in. But the one at TCU, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now I heard about that one.
Well, he's saying he didn't call a player, that he just repeated what he heard. The same BS answer we got from the dude at Clemson. That same garbage to me is just never appropriate. I don't care if you hear the kid say it. You shouldn't say it. If the word is not a part of your, if the word, you don't use that word around here, then why are you using it now? That's just crazy to me. But D, what's your thoughts? If you got us, you don't have us on mute.
Give me 1 second, bro. You keep going.
Okay. Yeah, but that's that whole situation to me. I just feel like right now, you know, these young men have the power. They can speak up if there's anything that's going on. I would really hope that they would do everything they can to make sure these kids are safe. That's my biggest thing. I know they're going to play. We all know that. None of us were born yesterday. We were born that night. It just wasn't last night. So they're going to play a college football season. That's just the way it is. We can protest against it, but they playing one. But go ahead, D.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say that we all know. Not only do we know it happened, we've all known that it has happened somewhere that we've been. I don't know if you were with us when at Florida State, Will, when Devon Darling died during the workout. I don't know if you were there then, but I was there.
No, it happened before I got there. Yeah, it happened before I got there.
Yeah, I was there, and I remember the attitude that everybody had, like. The players couldn't even talk about what happened. Like, they were like, look, we know he died. Y'all can't talk about how he died. Everybody just got to be quiet. And I remember, you know what I mean, some of the players really had something to say. I ain't going to call their name, you know what I mean, because they're on the radio. But they really got, like, a good, you know what I mean, verbal warning, like, hey, you need to be quiet. And how, you know what I mean, stuff like that happens on campuses all the time. Not just the way they spoke to, but the way that they treated. I'm just glad that, you know what I mean, the players now have the audacity and are free to open their mouth and tell all of this stuff. I wish they'd tell everything. Thank you. Don't just tell everything. Tell everything you know when these people are doing wrong, because they're in these positions and they get out and they get in front of the public and they get in front of the cameras like Mike Gundy. And I love these players and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But, man, I can take it and all that crap. And then you find out what they the players like. You ain't no better than the fans on the social media site. You writing their face. At least the people on the social media sites can't get to them. It's the same thing. Fire all them jokers. Start over.
I say that the system has always been corrupt. I've been against the NCAA for the last couple of years. I was enlightened about a situation that happened to a particular young man. I'm not going to name the school. But he was recruited. He was a highly recruited cat. And he said everything changed once he got to campus. And I said, you know, that's a situation where I would advise any kid that's getting ready to go play college football, get you a mentor that's been through the situation before you. You can't take advice from fans. You can't take advice from coaches, because your coach gonna tell you whatever he need to tell you to get you on that campus. But the one thing I remember, people don't like Randy Shannon. The one thing Randy Shannon said, he always told kids, and this is why he didn't get the recruits he did out of South Florida. And he said, because they were pampered, because he told them, I'm going to recruit somebody better than you. I'm trying to recruit somebody that's going to take your place. And see, a lot of people didn't like that. They thought he shouldn't have told kids that, but that's the truth. They all do that.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
Right.
That's their job.
Oh.
They recruit
Stash. But see, they don't. But people don't under. But see, people don't understand that. Somebody sent me something on Twitter about the Hurricanes getting these 5-star kids, and they asked me what I thought, and I said I don't care. And it's like, well, what you mean you don't care? I said I don't care because one, he hadn't signed yet, and two, the other thing about it is, there's got to be something going on to where all of a sudden these kids are starting to turn around and go home. I said, let me explain this to you. Manny Diaz had a 6-7 season last year. He created a mutiny under Mark Richt with his defensive players. Now,
right.
He has never proven to be a good recruiter at Texas, Mississippi State, or none of those places. He's obviously not good at in-game adjustment, and he has not been and even in that one season, he showed he has a lot to learn about being a head coach. So there's got to be some kind of outside influence that's getting kids that have left South Florida in droves to stay home now. I said, there's got to be some outside influence.
Reed,
and I don't think.
Ed Reed.
And I was about to say that. It is no coincidence. Ed Reed is there. There's no coincidence. That's what it is. But see, people think because you're a fan, you're supposed to be blind or you're supposed to get this blind loyalty. I'm going to tell it like it is. I know Miami used to cheat. I'm from Liberty City. I've seen the cats that come from Liberty City driving rental cars. They mama lights off, but they driving in nice rental cars. You're like, what? How that work? You know what I'm saying? So, or you seeing them coming up with, you know, they got a little money in their pocket. So I know how the game works. The recruiting game is nasty, but I'm not buying none of this mess about Miami getting all these top recruits by accident. This is all in detail with Ed Reed, and then they got DVD on that recruiting staff too. He was on that team that went down because of recruiting allegations. So I don't trust none of that mess that's going on at Miami. And I'm a Miami fan, but that's what it is. So that's just me. I don't know about y'all. Y'all can trust recruiting and believe that it's all on the up and up. I know it's shady. It's dirty as heck. I know that for a fact.
Nah, but Will, I want to say this is not due to proof. This past week, boy, I was ashamed to be a Miami fan, boy, because what you call it, going pro. He decided he didn't want to opt out, right?
Russo.
And I seen so many Miami fans talking trash about this kid who decides his health comes first. You know, I got to give him credit. I want him to play too, but I'd rather it's his decision. And they were dogging the young man. I was like, are they mother effing serious? Are you people
yeah,
serious?
They are.
Are you
hey,
serious?
Man, hey, listen, Zach. Listen,
yeah.
College football, college athletics in general is the modern day plantation. People don't want to say that, but it's the truth.
It is.
So, you know what I mean?
Right.
One of the slaves ran away, Massa was mad. To me, it's the same thing. I know some people are going to be like, how you equate that? Well, listen, you getting free labor to build your wealth. It's the same thing.
Right.
Say it again.
It's the same thing. Because if that kid gets
right.
hurt, he ain't going to get no benefit for being in the Miami uniform, but you'll be the man, all the money you want, and he's free to go
right.
and be a regular dude the rest of his life, and you're
right.
not going to care. So that's all that is, man. And listen, there's nothing to be surprised about. It's people like that all
no, I was a surprise, but like I say, it burns me up. Come on, man. This man, he has a future
you.
To think about. I don't see none of you, and I always think about this, none of you wake up in the morning with him go run. None of you go lift no weights with him. None of you do none of this, and it's his knees. It's his, you know, whatever he has to worry about, not you. So, man, please, shut up, okay? You can't go out
and
do what he do, and you will not. Come on.
Let's call it what it is. He's a self-made player because he was not highly recruited. He's a self-made player, and he built himself up to get the opportunity. You know, that was something that I had a discussion with a kid. He's getting ready to go off, and he's not going to play big-time college football, but he's going to school. They're not playing football this fall, but he's going to school, and he was like, you know, if he had to make that choice because this is his dream, he wants to do it. And I said, you know what? I can't be mad at you at that because when I was 18, 19, I want to do everything I could to play college basketball, so I feel you on that. But I say the only thing I want you to remember about this situation is your work your labor, your sweat, and your tears is benefiting them financially. It may benefit you down the line with a college education or an opportunity to play in the pros. I just want you to understand that. Their benefit from you and your labor is immediate. Your benefit from this is not financial, it's later on. I said that's the only thing I want you to just think about and understand. It's a business. Got to understand that. That's the only thing. It's a business. And, but people don't want to understand that.
Your
guys.
Benefit
is
a maybe. Your benefit is a
exactly.
maybe. It's not set in stone. It's a maybe.
Mm-mm. It sure is a maybe. It's a bad maybe. I was hoping the Twins would come on because I really need them to apologize to T.J. Warren. I was looking for them.
I was looking for them.
You know, they play the Heat. They play the Heat tomorrow. The Heat are right now on a free fall. Yeah, they on a free fall. Tomorrow's an opportunity for the Heat to solidify the fourth spot. If not, if they lose that game and then Philadelphia wins tonight, Miami will fall to six. That's a potential of playing Boston in the first round. I'm not saying Miami don't have a shot, but they got a better chance against Indiana than they do against Boston. And, Mike, don't you say one word. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
Hey. Hey.
I watched him play. And that guy.
Which one, T.J. Warren? Who are you talking about, T.J. Warren? Oh.
But if we can knock down shots, if we keep knocking down three pointers, we'll be all right.
Who's that? Who are you talking about? Yeah, y'all bricked up the joint when y'all played Miami when we was at our full squad, but. But y'all play. I mean, I gotta give Boston credit. Like I said, I didn't think Jaylen Brown was that good. I mean, I knew Jason Tatum had made that turn, but I didn't think Jaylen Brown did it. He's good. I mean, that's the recipe to win championships: two athletic wings that can dominate, cause trouble. That's the way to win.
Right. I watched him play. Toronto the other night. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
They were on fire.
Yeah, but those two teams are even, though, because Siakam and Jason Tatum. Yeah, Jason Tatum's more skilled, but Siakam's athletic. OG Anunoby, he doesn't get the recognition, but he's a strong defensive wing. I think Jaylen Brown has the advantage there. Van Fleet against Kemba Walker, I give it to Kemba. And both teams are kind of suspect in the middle.
Marc
Gasol against Enes Kanter. You give the Van Fleet over Kimba?
Yes. For the simple fact, no. Athletic wise, Kimba. But as a thinker, I'm talking about intellectual wise. Kimba Van Fleet.
Yeah.
He's a thinker.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a better thinker. He's a better leader.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Kimba's a better athlete.
Hey,
Kimba's a better
clutch.
Athlete. But what I've learned, the better athlete don't win.
Okay. Right.
One on one. Kimba eat him up one-on-one. If you say straight one-on-one basketball, but the better thinker, the better intellectual player, Van Fleet.
So if Toronto and Boston met the second round, who are you going with?
I'm going with Toronto and Boston. Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto. I just think so. And they got a point to prove.
D, who are you going with?
I'm going with Toronto on that series, and not just to tick off Mike, but I think Toronto's interior game is better. I think their inside players are more skilled and are better defenders than Boston's are. I think that's the one way you can really get to Boston is have people you can throw the ball to and get you points. You still got Ibaka. You can play Siakam in the post. You still got Gasol in the post. I think that would be the determining factor in that series to me. I think the wings are kind of equal. You know, I mean, they kind of equal out, even though OG is not Jason Tatum. He's decent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, he's a long, athletic wing who can give Jason Tatum issues just on defense. And with Jaylen Brown, you know what I mean, you still got Nolan Powell. We got all those guys. And plus, Toronto is a championship team. Like, I would go with the champion.
Okay.
Boston ain't won nothing yet. It's not that they're not good. I think they're a great team, but they haven't proved that they can do it when it matters yet.
Well, what about this argument? These are the guys that made it to the Eastern Conference Finals against LeBron a couple of years ago.
That's not all of them, though. But that's not all of them. For one, Terry Rozier was instrumental in that series. Terry Rozier was a dog in that series. He's not there.
But
Kimba hadn't done
Kimba,
it on the big stage.
Kimba's, oh, okay. Okay, I see where you're going. I'm about to say, but Kimba's better than Terry.
I think Kimba is better than he is offensively. Defensively,
okay.
That's a whole nother conversation. And
okay.
Until, like I said, it's not a knock on Kimba. I just think until he proves that he can do it on the big stage, I have to give the edge to Toronto. Plus, you got two championship point guards that playing for Toronto right now. You got two, not one.
I mean, that's the same argument people are making about AT. He hadn't done it on the big stage yet. Mike, I already know you're going with Boston, so I'm going to shock y'all. I would say Boston would win in seven games.
Wow.
I wouldn't have a hard
championship pedigree trumps it if it's a seven game series. Because of, this,
yeah,
because of that pedigree.
Yeah.
And they know where to dig that. Yep. They know how to dig down deep. Boston don't know how to do that yet.
Somebody get out the way.
It ain't me. It ain't me. We got 500 people facing in the parking lot, man. It ain't me.
Somebody got it away. Somebody, what is your analysis? We've all given ours. What's your analysis on that? On the Toronto Boston.
I'm going with Boston because the game is last on Toronto and Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And Brown. Lighting up. They can stop them.
Yeah, they're very tough. I'm gonna break some news to Zach real quick. Kendrick Nunn has left the bubble.
Hey, if he left it for a good reason, so be it. But other than that, but not really.
You know what?
Miami team is versatile. Cause they don't, you know, they have several players that can plug and play.
They need him. They need him.
They need him,
but
he's pouting, D. He's pouting because since they've been back in the bubble, he hasn't gotten the playing time that he had before pre the pandemic. And Tyler Hero's eating some of his minutes, but Tyler Hero has put up two 20-point games back to back, and that's not even making
Tyler
three pointers. He shot one for. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
He shot 1-for-4 against Milwaukee. Then he shot 1-for-5 yesterday against the Suns. So, but he still scored 25 points. And so did Duncan Robinson. But
right.
Yeah, but he.
Yeah, they
can't listen. None can't be mad though, because listen, Tyler Hero came back looking like a new dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
He came back looking
like
the same cat. Tyler Hero came back looking like he spent all his time in the gym, the weight room, and with a dietitian. He looked great.
And he said he did.
Yeah.
And that's what he did do.
He did.
He said that. He did.
Yeah.
He stayed in the gym.
Yeah, he came back looking like a whole new dude. He could put the ball on the floor now. You know what I mean? I saw him dunk the ball in the game in traffic. You know what I mean? Like he's
trying to dunk on Gobert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His shot looked smoother than it did before the lockout. So, I mean,
yeah,
you can't be mad, bro. You should have been home putting in the work, too. You got to put the work in.
Well,
thank you.
But to be honest with you, he gives Miami more versatility because now you can't just key on Duncan Robinson. You got to worry about Tyler. And then Jimmy handles the ball anyway, you know, or Goran Dragic when he comes in, or Iguodala. So I think Kendrick Nunn about to play himself out of Miami because that's one thing about Pat Riley. Oh, you ain't in? You ain't all in? Oh,
right.
Okay, don't worry about it. You're going to be all out.
Exactly.
No.
True,
man.
You had a great story, bro. But Pat Riley don't play that. Pat Riley believe in no. This is a business, and I need you to be here, and I need you to give me everything. I mean, if he can do that to Hall of Famers like Alonzo Mourning and Patrick Ewing,
right.
He didn't want them to communicating. He didn't want Alonzo to communicate with a guy he considered his mentor and his brother. I mean, he couldn't even talk to Patrick. Doing when the Heat played the Knicks. That's how serious Pat Riley take that thing. So Kendrick Nunn can play with it if he wants to. Pat Riley may be old, but he don't play that game.
So be it. He left the bubble,
hey,
so
Pat,
be it.
Pat Riley, one of the old school people. I can show you better than I can tell you.
I can show you better than I can tell you, buddy. You will be up out of here. What do you guys think about Luka Doncic's 19 assists last night? I watched that game in its entirety.
Lord.
That dude is nice.
That dude
is nice.
Wait, because I've been waiting to have this conversation with you.
Okay.
You said that Anthony Davis, to you, is the most skilled player in the league. I beg to differ.
Okay.
I'm going to stick by my opinion that I think that Luka Doncic is the most skilled player, because this dude ain't athletic.
At all.
Right. Fast or none of that. But, like, when you watch him handle the ball, I would literally put his handles, the way that he could manipulate the ball, on par with Kemba and some of these other dudes. Did you watch what he was doing to Chris Middleton and them boys last night?
Man, he was embarrassing them boys.
He was putting people on skate, and, like, he would step back, yes, and it'd be, like, 3 feet of space between them. And then he was still going around like, this dude is out here playing horse with people. He passed the ball between his legs and just having a field day with what was supposed to be one of the best defensive teams in the league.
Right.
And a top defensive player, and Wes Matthews. He did a lot of work against Wes Matthews. They put Wes Matthews on him. I mean,
he was putting it on him, man. He was grinning the whole time. That's the part I like.
Yeah.
He was laughing.
Is he the point guard version of Jokic? That's the question I want to ask you. Is he the point guard version of Jokic?
Yes.
Didn't you feel like you were watching? Didn't you feel like you were watching the modern day version of Pistol Pete last
Larry
night?
Bird.
I did.
The pass fake where he faked the ball and like everybody went one way and he laid it up on the other side was so Rondo esque. I had to look twice.
All I know is they are the potential first round matchup with the Clippers. The Clippers celebrating Dame missing them two free throws, and the Lakers probably having a dog fight with the Blazers, which they will, because their big boy will give LA some problems. Anthony Davis he has no desire to be physical. He's skilled. But he has no desire to be physical, and maybe that's because he grew into his body late, and he grew up playing the perimeter, but he has no desire to get physical at all. None. But the Clippers got to watch out, man, because they haven't played well themselves, and that kid can cause problems. And Dallas can, too, with all them shooters, and Porzingis at the five is nice. I don't think they beat him, but I think they'll give him some problems. What do y'all think about the Lakers and what's going on? 2-4 in the bubble, so what, 2-5? Or was it 2-4? 2-4 in the bubble. What do you think about the Lakers and what's going on with them? Are they just coasting now, or is it something to be concerned about? As far as that, their other guys are not stepping up.
Who want to go first?
Look, I'll go first then, because hey, Derek, you're the better closer. I think it's they need to be concerned. If it was a normal season and this is about how they all played, I think it's okay to coach. Right about now, you can't coach. The way the season is designed, there's no coasting. Either you play or you don't. Okay, so I think they need to be concerned.
Mike?
Not a regular season. You can't coach.
Well, I agree. Rondo is just getting back in playing shape and all. By the next week, ask that question again and see if they hit the accelerator. And I think they're going to hit the accelerator. Hit the accelerator. All the parts.
So you think they can just turn it on?
No, they're not just turning up. They grieving the parts down. They grieving the parts. I think they're gonna be all right.
Dave?
I think they should be concerned. I agree with Zach. I was watching. I watched just about all of their games, and I've been watching everybody else play too. The one thing about some of the teams that LeBron used to play on was usually those teams have been together for a while. And even though these guys have been together for a while, they've been off for a long time. Not only are they off, they've been off for a long time, but they integrating a bunch of new pieces. at a time when everything needs to kind of be on the same page. Like, you even been watching, you've been watching them play. Even the games that they've won, they've had to come back and win. You know what I mean? Like, it's taken, it took Anthony Davis like a ridiculous shooting game, that 40-point game where he was just dropping every kind of shot imaginable to win one game, and they only won that game by, I think, 3 or 4 or something like that. And then, you know what I mean? So every game that they've played, they've either been losing or they've been in a dogfight up until, like, the last 5, and LeBron, you know what I mean? LeBron going to be LeBron. You got to put it away. But I don't think you can just turn on that switch. I'm like, Zach, right now you can't coast because everybody else is in battle mode. You know what I mean? Like, I'm serious. If they draw Portland in the first round, that's a 7-game series that they may not win. I'm sorry. I don't care if Rondo plays or not. For one thing, Rondo being in game shape, being in shape and being in game shape is two different things. And as experienced as Rondo is, he's still not going to be in game shape by the time he's there and the playoffs get ready to start. That's the first thing. We know LeBron is going to be LeBron, but when you only have – when you counting on LeBron and AD to be your whole team because nobody else is playing well. Deion Waiters is not playing well. Even a couple of games, the decent-looking games that Kyle Kuzma has had, he ain't really looked good in any of the games. Like, they not humming. But you watch some of these other teams, Portland is humming. Even San Antonio is humming. These teams that they might have to play in the first round are already in playoff mode. Just because LeBron is used to turning it on at playoff time. Everybody else is not. Nobody on that team aside from Danny Green really even has playoff experience.
And so he left his shot. Yeah, I would be if I was a Laker fan. I'd tell any Laker fan I would be concerned. If that was the Miami Heat team and they looked like that, yeah. Because AD, AD should be he should be the reason they're going to win, but I think he'll be the reason they're going to lose. I think he just doesn't have it. He don't, and I didn't know that even the players around the league think he's soft. They think that of him, and that's bad because I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, and it wasn't nothing to do with the Dolphins colors, but around the league in the NFL, the Dolphins were considered soft on the Shula, I remember talking to a Dolphins player, a Dolphins defensive player, and he was like, "It's nothing soft about me, but the scheme is soft." Well, you the player in the scheme, so that means that you soft. Of course, I would tell him that.
You know.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, that's the way he looked at it. But I'm like, look, man, y'all, you can say what you want. I mean, sometimes, like, when I think about the great Florida State teams, the great Miami teams, the great Florida teams, they were always too deep. Now, everybody gave Mark Richt a lot of credit for the things that y'all did in the late 90s. He got a lot of credit. That's how he got the job at Georgia. But doggone it, when you got a Heisman Trophy contender, you got one of the most versatile backs to ever play college football, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play college football, and you put 3 college football Hall of Fame offensive linemen out there, you're still there to kill
either
people.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't – It's no way you can mess that up. I mean, my goodness. And then looking at Miami, I mean, good grief, man. All them guys they put in the NFL. I mean, so sometimes players make the scheme more than the scheme make the players, unless you Oklahoma.
I want to add one more thing about the Lakers too, that they should be concerned about. Listen, they added people who, like, they added Deion Waiters. Deion Waiters ain't a spot up shooter. The teams that LeBron has been on, he's been a champion, had real great spot up shooters. He had great spot up shooters. That's what he's able to do. If you watch the game now, when he's driving the ball, he's actually having to try to score the ball. He's not kicking it out to the shooters like you normally see LeBron.
Right.
Do. Like even before the lockout, he was kicking the ball out. Now he's trying to get the ball to the rim. Because he don't have the same kind of shooters. We've all seen what happened when he have to score all the time. His teams usually don't win. Aside from that crazy stretch that he and Kyrie had in what I think the 2016 or 2017 finals when they won, when both of them hit like 40 apiece. He's usually better when he don't have to score
35. But the game that they've been winning in the bubble, like the only couple games that they won, he had a crazy game and AD had a crazy game. He doesn't have the same type of players. He has good players, but they're not what you would consider the type of player that fit in with LeBron. Like, Rondo not a catch-and-shoot point guard. He's not. You know what I mean? He's not Mario Chalmers when it comes to shooting from the outside. So
that's bad.
That's bad when you
compare to Mario Chalmers of all people.
Yeah. I think LeBron is still LeBron. I wouldn't ever dare take anything away from LeBron. I just think his teammates have to show me that they can do it when it's gonna matter. Like, they got to show me they can do it when it's gonna matter, and not just them. The Bucks need to pick it up too.
Yep.
Because if they draw Indiana in the second round, they got a problem.
They got a real problem.
they're gonna have a big problem if they play them in the second round.
But this is what I can't figure out about playing Giannis. I've watched him two times in the last week. I watched him play against Miami. He struggled. And then I watched him, and then he got it going late in the game as Miami couldn't make him a bucket. And then I watched him last night. He struggled. Here's what I can't figure out. Every time that dude goes to his left hand, he's spinning. He is going to spin back to his right hand.
Or he's going to Euro step back to his right. He always comes back to his
right.
Exactly. That's right.
So I'm saying to myself, if I know this, and I'm not watching film on this dude, maybe it's a different thing when you get into action with him. Maybe it is, but I would make DiVincenzo make a jumper. I would make Wesley Matthews make a jumper. I'll make Brook Lopez make a jumper, and I'll make Chris Middleton make a jumper. They just gonna have to beat me. Them guys gonna have to beat me. I can't let him beat me.
I would beg to differ though. I absolutely would. I would give him the Dwight Howard treatment. I would do the same thing to him that I said the people need to do to the Lakers to beat him. Let Anthony Davis eat much as he wants. Let Giannis eat much. Listen, if Giannis give you 50 and you hold everybody else to 40, that's 90. You got a shot to win. You got a shot to win. I don't care if he get 50. If he get 50, he can average 50 for the series. Let me tell you how I know it happened. LeBron had the most ridiculous stat line I have ever seen in the finals that they lost. He did.
True.
But what they did was they played him one-on-one with Iggy and said, listen, Iggy's going to make you work. We're going to let you eat, and we just going to close off the ranks everywhere else because we don't feel like the rest of your teammates can get their own shot. If I'm the team, that's what I do to Giannis. Aside from Giannis, Chris Middleton has an okay floor game. It ain't nothing that's going to just terrify you. You know what I mean? DiVincenzo is spotted at best when it comes to getting to the hole, and they lost their best floor general in Brogdon last year. So
they sure did.
To me, it's kind of the same thing. You know what I mean? Let him eat. If he get 50 every night and you win all four games, I don't care. He just had a big empty 50 points. I wouldn't worry about trying to stop him, because when you worry about trying to stop him, that's when all these shooters can actually get going. If you keep those shooters bottled up, that's when you got a shot.
Or you can't let them be spot up shooters, because that's what they are. They're just spot up shooters, like you say. What LeBron ain't got, that's what he got. So you got to make them put it on the deck. Miami did that in the first half. I don't know why they went away from that in the second half. But then again, the Bucks made a run, and Miami just got all out of whack in that game. But they didn't have Jimmy. They didn't have going. But they were killing them in the first half.
Yeah, but they were making shots. They stopped making shots, which allowed Milwaukee to run.
The run,
you got to score. That's the point. Because when they made them play half-court basketball, they were beating them down. Giannis is much more effective when he's flying down the court with seven steps from baseline to baseline than he is having to play
baseline to baseline. Man, I seen that dude do a Euro step from the three-point line with one step. I said, that's ridiculous. that's ridiculous, man. Man, Euro step from one step. All right, let's talk about the NFL. We know who's opting out. It is what it is. Tom Brady is going to be the headline until they play a game. That's just what it is. They're going to cover the Bucks.
It is.
Everything they do. That's just the way it's going to be. I ain't expecting nothing from Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. I really ain't. I know he won't throw 30 interceptions like Jameis. I'm not expecting Tom Brady down there, man. Come on. Let's be honest. Chan Gailey's offense is something. So it's, but it's But it's totally different than what he's run. Chan Gailey is more of a vertical offense. And Tom Brady showed last year, I don't know about that arm. But we'll find out. He say he ready. So we'll find out.
But
I don't expect much from
beat having a Hollister for an arm, right?
Is he playing behind that same offensive line that Jameis was running for his life on with last year? Is he playing behind that same offensive line?
Yes, he is, sir.
I didn't throw in that factor.
Oh, well.
You win the prize.
Right.
Okay, well.
Right.
That's the same thing. That's why I was messing with you about De'Aaron King. I don't care who Miami put back there at quarterback. They got that same. They got them same four stiff guys that's blocking, them same five stiff guys. It don't matter who they have back there. They can have Kyler Murray back there because he'll be running for his life.
I'm going to defend. Hey, now, this one, I told y'all I was angry at Miami fans. I'm going to defend the team. Hold up. You had two freshmen and a sophomore, okay? And I'm certain they've gotten better. You can't talk. Two freshmen. One of the freshmen was 250 pounds. They had him listed at 270, but he was 250, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay. The same amount. That's like having me out there. Yeah.
The only problem with that, Zach, is there has not been a real offseason like you would normally used to have. So how
that's
much
true.
Improvement did they really make at the house? That would be my only concern.
Well, you being nice, D, because he said the guy was 250 pounds last year. This year he going to be a 290-pound stiff. He was a 250-pound stiff last year. This year he'll be a
20. Oh, man.
He'll be a 20.
And listen, how much of that 290 is workout weight, and how much of that 290 is quarantine weight?
Yo, Mama Biscuits weight. That's what that is. I just flashed on Twitter, and I saw Florida State's quarterback, James Blackman, looks a little bigger. He looks a little bigger.
He got some quarantine weight, too.
He has gained a little bit of weight. But he's still like 6'9", 152 pounds. That rocks him in the pocket.
Oh, well, he's about my size then. Well, is he gonna get some blocking this year?
I don't know. I won't know till I see. Yeah, why are minds want to know? Because we don't know.
Right.
Listen, even if he got bigger. Did he get faster? Because that offense is predicated on him being able to move. Getting bigger ain't the problem. Can you get out of the way?
Wow. Y'all got a quarterback that runs a 4.4.
We know, and they kept him on the bench. That's the only issue I had with Willie Taggart. You wasn't playing this boy. Mm. He should have been playing. I'm sorry, he should have been.
Miami plays Clemson in the third game, Zach. What's the over under they lose by 40 points? What's the chance they lose by less than 40?
I think it's high. My bad. Go ahead, Zach.
Do explain.
Because, listen, the reason why I say that is because everybody is expecting all of these teams to look like they did last year. This is not a regular year. Really, to tell you the truth, if I'm a fan, this is the one year I have unrealistically high expectations for my team because everybody is playing catch up, and all you got to do is catch them on the right day.
Right.
You literally just have to catch them on the right day, and you got a shot. Nobody had a full off season. Nobody had a chance for their coaches to really dig in. Listen, all that Zoom stuff that they were doing, they can say what they want. You can only do so much stuff with people online. So unless they were lying and they were still sneaking people
they
into
were lying.
The building or something.
They were lying.
They were lying, bro.
Yeah, right.
They were lying.
So,
they've been doing workouts.
I actually believe that. Because if they weren't, everybody starting from zero. They gonna everybody start
right.
playing with me. You got a chance. If you got a great team that day and because everybody ain't had a chance to really get on the same page. You got a shot. So I really think if they make it to the third game, if they get to play the third game anyway, y'all not going to get beat by 40. I really wouldn't be surprised if it was a tight game going into the fourth just because nobody's going to be in rhythm.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's my reason.
They it was quote unquote voluntary workouts lifted. I mean, was going to be allowed from June 1st, quote unquote voluntary.
Right. Which means you better 1st. Have your behind here.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So that's how that goes.
From last
who's
going to
be
high school, when that stayed in high school, when I heard that mess about summer workout and spring workout, volunteer, that means if you want to play, you'll be at practice. If you
that's right.
I had a basketball.
Don't go to practice.
I had a basketball coach. He put up on the, when I was in high school, Mike, he put up on the outside of his office. He said, we're going to have volunteer scrimmages. And so when we got to the scrimmage and some of the guys didn't make it, they came the next day. He said, I had volunteer scrimmages yesterday. Guys said, yeah, we decided not to come. Yeah, you just volunteered yourself not to play on my team. that's how he looked at it. So. That's how it goes. So, been there, seen it. So it is what it is. What rookie could have an impact this year? Although it's going to look slim. I don't expect no quarterback, and I feel sorry for that first round, that first overall pick. He's going to get hammered if they throw him out there.
Can I go first? Can I go first?
Let me go
first.
So, go ahead.
I
don't know. He having connection issues. Okay.
Oh,
okay, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Say,
all right, there we go.
Jalen
Hurts?
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep.
You said. I was hoping it was the static. I was hoping it was the static, but it's not. You said Jalen Hurts. Anybody else?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. How you always say, the opinion is ours and ours alone? Yeah.
It is.
Jalen Hurts.
I think he's going to be the running back of Kansas City. He died for a bomb. He's going to be getting the outfit.
I mean, he can't go wrong. All he got to do is just stand outside because ain't nobody going to come to him.
That's true.
All he got to do is step in the timeline. There's nobody coming here. Let me see who this is.
What's up?
Everybody, mute their phone and you'll
Mike.
Find out who it is.
I got Mike. That's Mike. Mike, your phone is giving us some feedback. Your color line is breaking up down there. All right. Who do you think it would be? Derek? Who? What rookie could? Yeah, Mike, that's your phone.
Mike in the back area.
He might be.
Before we had Corona, I was almost assured it was going to be Tua. But since we had Corona and none of these young quarterbacks have been able to get in, I wouldn't dare pick one of them. So if I had to pick somebody, I would actually probably pick that kid, either Patrick Queen, the linebacker that Baltimore picked, or Isaiah Simmons. It's going to be one of them two guys. I think it's going to be a defensive player that really lighted up. I don't think really offensive players, unless you just got, like, super time, because most offensive players, even the young ones, even I don't care how good they are, they need the time to adjust to the speed of the game. Defensive players can really kind of be themselves. You know what I mean? If you're a great defensive player, that's just what you are. You're just a great defensive player.
Right,
no matter where you go,
you
can get out. Yeah, you can get straight out of the van and go out there and knock out 35 people. Like, that's what you do. So, I think it's going to be a defensive player. I think all the offensive players are going to be playing catch-up. Every wide receiver, every running back, especially, like he said, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I don't think it's going to be him because Andy Reid's system is so complex with reads and blocks. Plus, they just gave Patrick Mahomes all the money in Kansas City, so they're not putting somebody out there that don't know all the protections and can't make sight adjustments on the fly. Like, I think he's going to be behind. So far, I don't think it's going to be him. That's the only reason why, not because of his talent. I just think none of them are going to none of the offensive players are going to have time to get all the nuances in to make like a serious impact on offense.
What about the guys that all they got to do is just run straight? I know you mentioned the wide receivers. What about those guys that all they got to do is just run straight? No, I'm serious.
But you can
like
stop
Henry Ruggs,
even the people that just have to run straight,
stopped.
They still have to know where they're supposed to be going. You
right.
can run straight across or straight down the field. You got to know where you're supposed to be.
Okay, let me ask you this. This is going to taste like sour lemons coming out of my mouth, what I'm getting ready to say. That kid that Dallas drafted, and he got two proven guys on the outside, so he should see one-on-one coverage. If I tell him this is the route I need you to run straight, a post, or a comeback, you don't think he can make that adjustment? I mean, he's going to have one-on-one coverage because Amari's going to get shaded, and then they probably may load the box up to stop Zeke. So he should get one-on-one coverage. Because you said offensive player, so that's the guy that came to mind.
I would agree with that except for one reason. And this is the one reason. Now, this is going to come with
an
after. It's going to depend on how much say Jerry have. Because if Jerry have his way, we throwing the ball to Amari.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Good point.
But all y'all know I'm telling the truth. If Jerry got his way, we throwing the ball to Amari. We just gave Amari all this money. We need to throw Amari the ball. So now, if Jerry stays out of the way and just let the coaches coach, then the dude could have an awesome year. He really could. You know what I mean? He could almost find himself falling into a situation almost like Randy Moss did, where you had Jake Reed and Chris Carter and Robert Smith. You had all these skilled players already there. You get to be the dude that just run the streets. But how much will Jerry have to say? Like, that's kind of the million-dollar question.
That's a huge question, but I think if that's the offensive player, him and that Ruggs kid in Vegas playing for the Raiders, I think he can make an impact. I'm just looking at the offensive guys. I think Jerry Jeudy, I don't think he'll be able to do anything because they don't have a quarterback in Denver. They don't have a quarterback there, so I don't think he's going to make much of a difference. But I think the guy who can make an impact is CeeDee Lamb, and that's only because Amari and the other guy's name is Galladay, right? Galladay? Amari Galladay are the two proven guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
Michael Gallup.
He should see Gallup, okay. Yeah, he should see one-on-one coverage all day, every day. But the guy I think that can make a serious impact, and just because I just think his talent and what he could do in the NFL will be just he don't have to worry about anything. It's that dude that's going to be playing for Washington. Because Chase Young is a beast.
Chase Young?
He's a beast. And
yeah.
He should have but Philly has a bad offense, not a bad offensive line. They got an average offensive line. The Giants have a bad offensive line. And Dallas has a good run blocking offensive line. They can't pass block all that well. So I think he should be able to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's going to have two games against 37-year-old Jason Peters. He's going to have a couple games against that fat boy that played for Dallas. What's his name, Smith? hey, it is what it is. And then he going against whoever he sees in New York. So, yeah, you might be right on that one. Depending on how they play him, if they just let him do what he do, you're probably right.
Yeah, and plus he's playing Rivera. And Rivera's a defensive mind. Yeah, and then Rivera's a defensive-minded coach. So that should be up in mind anyway. And plus, we've seen guys from that edge rush make an impact. So I think he can make an impact this year. Tua, even if they had a regular offseason, I can't see Tua playing for the Dolphins until next season. I think Chan Gailey and Flores are going to try to probably baby him. From like a Patrick Mahomes situation, I don't see them putting him out there. Not behind that offensive line, and he's fragile. They're not putting him behind that offensive line. No way. And from what I see, boy,
him out of
he looks good. Yeah, but he looks good against the air. I mean, he's throwing some outstanding passes against that air defender. That air defender, boy, I'm telling you, he's catching it right now.
Yeah, we know.
But he's definitely not
so
doing
it. So did Jamarcus Wilkins.
Right.
So did Brady Quinn. They look great in shorts.
Well, they look great. That's why I was messing with Zach about De'Aaron King. Because if I get one more mention, I mean, somebody's mentioned about what Miami's doing at practice in them shorts, I'm gonna be like, look here, man. I'm gonna tell you the most. I ain't sold on De'Aaron King yet. You're gonna have to prove it to me. I ain't sold. I'm sorry. Just not. I mean,
You know, this is all trap, but you mentioned DeMarcus Russell. Every time I mention you guys, I hear the name. I always think about when the coaches gave him tapes to take home, right? And nothing was on the tapes. And the next day, yeah, I watched the tape. This. They gave him blank tape. They looked at each other. They knew he hadn't watched the tapes because of that.
That's cute, young man. You could put the tape in and just let it play. You ain't even got to sit there. The fact that you just didn't even put the tape in.
Right.
Man, he ain't paid.
You know what? Hey, listen. He did a great slow job, though, because he got like $100 million for doing nothing but eating.
He sure did.
Yeah.
And he got two, and he got two extra chances.
Yeah, but he got paid well.
He got paid well, boy. He sure did.
He got $100 million for 15 starts.
Wow.
Here's the question I want to ask you guys. What's harder to watch on TV? Major League Baseball, golf, or hockey?
I haven't watched none.
At least you can get hit in hockey. You can watch something where it's a little violent.
Right.
They didn't do nothing. Golf, you can't even make no noise. You be home watching your TV like, shh. You're gonna miss some money,
right?
Bro, Tiger is 500 miles from you. Shut up.
Right.
Hey, that's funny because I heard somebody do that in the bar one time. They were like, shaking ready. I'm like, man, they can't hear us.
Right. Yeah, we're the
crazy.
You know what makes it so bad? I've been watching soccer. That's what killed me. I literally every time it just. I've been watching soccer games.
What negativity
you getting ready to say about soccer? Go ahead. Let me hear it.
I wasn't going to say anything. But for me, I just can't see this. I don't get distracted besides running down the field. You're kicking it. You find, you know, at least I know. I don't know. I don't know the game. That's why. But I've been watching it, and I know they're athletic. I know they're definitely in shape. Okay, I give them all that. I just don't see the strategy in it.
Yeah, you got to learn that, man. It's like learning how to drive in Atlanta traffic, man. It's nuances to that thing. You got to learn it. Listen, football is
right.
Get the ball, run this way.
That's it.
Yeah, basketball real simple. Shoot. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah. And be honest with you, yes, basketball athletes are, to me, the best athletes on the planet. I think basketball athletes are. And I think soccer's not too far behind. But then I had to look at NFL defensive backfields and say, yeah, it's hard to run backwards and sideways at a good speed to keep up with a 4-3 guy. So,
yeah, all
I mean,
game.
But soccer's there. All game. Soccer is tough though. It's tough.
And you talk about dribbling with your hands is hard. Man, dribbling with your feet. Now I watched a couple of guys. Man, they are wizards with it. I think they are damn wizards with it. I'm like, God, the way you stop that ball, that's incredible. I give them credit on that. I will give them credit on that.
You watching it when it's free flowing. I like it best when it's country versus country. It's the World Cup or it's
that's when the violence occurs.
That's when you gotta be a man to play soccer, especially down in South America, because you know in Colombia when that dude knocked that own goal in the 94 World Cup, you know, he
I remember
killed in Colombia.
Yep.
So, you know, it's serious down there in Brazil and in Argentina. That there's no rivalry in sports like that, none. Not Michigan and Ohio State, not Yankees, Boston, not Florida State, not Alabama, Auburn. No, there's no rivalry that can match the violence and the passion of Argentina versus Brazil. That is absolutely nuts. And you gotta want to play for your country when you go to those visiting countries, because you might not get out of there alive. You might get 40,000 people stomping on you, running onto the field. I'm serious. It's that bad, man. You know, it's It's bad. It is bad. That's why the Americans don't do well when they go to Mexico, because you're getting beer bottles and batteries thrown at you. They have to actually have the riot gear when they take corner kicks for Americans when they go down to Mexico. That's why the Americans don't do good down there. I mean,
yeah,
I don't want to take no corner kick
and
take the chance getting hit with a battery. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, you got to take a D battery to the head.
that ain't worth it. And then on top of that, when we play them here, they got home field advantage because all the Mexicans at the game. So I mean, it's never home field advantage or home pitch advantage for the Americans when they play Mexico. And
man,
the Mexicans just punk America. They just punk them. It is right. What it is.
I'm going to the game
from Donald Trump on the screen.
I'm going to the game with my gun taped to my chest. I be saying, y'all beat the chair with the battery. That's what we're not going to do.
Right.
I'm
going to run our test me somebody. Trust me on that.
I know that's right.
Oh, bro.
Hey, since Donald Trump been president, man, the Mexicans been beating America so bad at soccer, it's been ridiculous. Boy, they been taking all that frustration out. Oh, good. He say, build wall? Okay. Penetrate this wall. You know, get through us. they beat them out, man. It's bad. It is bad. But we got some young kids. We got some young kids that's getting ready to go over across the in Europe and make some real money coming out of MLS. I think that's one of the things I was good to see with MLS. Uh-huh. MLS is back. Brandon Aronson out of Philadelphia, New Jersey native kid. He can play the game. I mean, he looks like a European when he plays. Alfonso Davies came from the league. Of course, Weston McKinney. This other kid that we had, he should have went over there. Acadelo, he should have went over there, but he never took the chance. Morrison should have went over there, but they did. And I can't blame a kid if he don't want to go to a foreign country and play a sport. Can't be mad at him. But if you want to make good
right.
money playing the game of soccer, you got to go over there and play it, you know. So, and plus, you know, you go to a bigger city. Of course, you don't want to go play in Turkey or you don't want to go play in Russia. You want to play in a Rome
right.
or London or – you know, Madrid or something like that. But you don't, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't want to play in a foreign country in a small city, because especially in Italy, because nobody over there looks like me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I wouldn't want to take that chance. I wouldn't even want to play basketball in that situation.
Oh, what, since you brought up college basketball, man, I got to give a shout out.
We know y'all just signed that 5-star point guard at Florida State. I know.
No. That's besides the point. We lost Michael Ojo the other day.
Oh yeah,
died,
that's true. That's right.
He died of they say of a heart attack. 27-year-old that he died of a heart attack, man. And that kid, I met him when he first got to Florida State. He was like a 7-foot shy giant when he got there. And by the time he left Florida State, man, he was the most outgoing young man, nicest guy you ever want to meet. And that, man, I seen that the other morning, and that was like a punch in the gut, man. And one of the times when you say a man is gone, it's gone too early, man. I heard that he had got stuck overseas and couldn't come back. The pandemic is doing us all in, man.
Those who believe it, the people that don't believe it, it ain't doing nothing to them. They think they Teflon.
They're finding out real fast that they not. See that, man.
Yeah, they are, but
Superman,
they still don't want to take it.
Superman had kryptonite.
Say it again.
These people out here, it's a conspiracy. You infringing on my rights as a person. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you
live
there, people don't have rights.
Yeah, well, when they be eating that fried chicken and collard greens on that Saturday or Sunday.
And you ain't partaking. You the guest of honor. You can't even have no food.
Hey, they can eat that by themselves, too,
but
I ain't going to your funeral.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
Yep.
But I knew
I'm
know
doing
this.
That either.
I know this much, man. this thing is real. You know, I'm in the home with a teacher, and you know, here in Georgia, they just retarded with this whole thing, man. This thing is just stupid.
Oh man, you see that school in Paulding County? Come on.
I'm in Paulding County.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Well, that's the show.
That's ridiculous.
Y'all be easy. I didn't even see it. All right, everybody be easy.
Wow.
Man. Hey, fellas, thank you, man. Hey, I appreciate it. Y'all be safe, man. Be safe. Keep that social distance up and say a prayer for somebody, because prayer changes things. I holler. Be safe.
Amen. Yeah. Holler.
Later, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.